The protests started outside with flight attendants chanting,
"What do we want?
A contract!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?"
They haven't reached a new contract with the company after 18 months of negotiations. Jeffrey Peterson is president of the Flight Attendants Union at Alaska Air. He says the 3,100 flight attendants agreed to extend their contract in 2010 because of the recession. Now that Alaska Air is turning a healthy profit, he says it's time for the company to increase their pay.
Here we are today, and the company's doing fantastic, and we're looking to recapture some of those increases that we did not get back in during the extension.
Inside the shareholders' meeting, a different group of workers staged a protest, including bursting into song. They said, "Overworked, underpaid, that's the Alaska way." The workers are employed by Alaska contractors. They handle baggage and clean airplane cabins. They recently formed unions. One is Aiden Hashi, who is a baggage handler for Alaska Air contractor Menzies Aviation. He says Alaska could require its vendors to pay more and improve working conditions.
Alaska Airlines has the power and the responsibility to change around things for us, you know, to give us hope.
Alaska CEO Brad Tilden listened carefully and said he's taking their concerns to heart. There was no audio recording allowed, but Tilden said he's hopeful the company can reach an agreement with the flight attendants soon. And he says Alaska's putting together vendor guidelines to emphasize safety and respect for workers. He says keeping costs low is essential to the company's survival. He's watched too many airlines go bankrupt. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.